Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined me today. Today's show is Questions with the Queen, episode number 64. Super excited about 64 episodes of answering a question from the fans. This week's question is, what do you pre-plan for your business? And it has been an awesome question. As I thought about this and thought about this and, you know, thinking about, okay, I've been in business now 10, almost 11 years. What do I pre-plan? And what I want to suggest to you is if you are a business owner or if you are just a person with an individual worker, individual employee, and you want to pre-plan some things in your life, I want you to do something first. I want you to take just some time to yourself, and I suggest 30 to 90 days to really evaluate what's going on in your life, number one. Number two, decide what the perfect life looks like for you and just really put some thought into it, because I've spent the summer in my business but not – well, on my business and not in my business. And let me explain what I mean. I've stepped away pretty much from social media. I've stepped away from a lot of things. And I realized what I needed to do was just get extremely clear on what I want to see happen in my life. And what I say that, excuse me, I've done some training. I've done some soul searching. And I've also done some planning. So this question was definitely something that was near and dear to my heart, because I definitely see it happening in my life more so than ever. And here's what I have to say about that. When you decide what the perfect life looks like for you, decide how you look in that perfect life. And what I mean by that is, what is your role? I feel like in my particular situation, I have a couple of clients that I work with, but I want to pull myself out of that role and go more into administrative and doing other things. And with that being said, I need to know what my day-to-day looks like. I am now down to 1 to 2 days per week in my office, and that's the life that I love. That's what I want to see happen on a daily basis with me, doing some things that I know I have full control of my schedule. And with that being said, that's about pre-planning, you guys. That's really about planning out your day on paper before it happens, planning out what you want to see happen and how you want to see it happen. So I encourage you, whether you're an employee or a business owner, pre-plan your day. If you're an employee and you know you have a big project due in the next 2 weeks, what does that look like every day? Because inch by inch, it's a cinch, you guys. You could eat an elephant one bite at a time, but you can eat an elephant. And I had to realize that these last few months that I've been off and just kind of dealing with some things personally, really, I really had to, and just realizing that, oh, my goodness, okay, this is possible. I can do this, you know. So just figuring out what a great day looks like for you. But business-wise, let me tell you what I pre-plan. Number one would be content. Now, I'll be quite honest with you. I am still working on my daily Facebook plan. I plan to put out physical, visual content at least one time per day. And then also I try to do a live Facebook Live at least once a day. I am going to add Periscope to that probably September, right after Labor Day. I'll start doing a Periscope once a day and kind of go from there, just building my numbers, building my list of people who follow me as the Queen of Hearts. I pre-plan my blog. I try to think of the five subjects that I want to speak about every day on my blog. And I tell you, that has been a challenge because I really had stopped blogging for a little bit. I had spent the summer just not doing very much as far as my radio show or my blog. I try to every week do my Tuesday and my Wednesday show, but really haven't been interviewing very many guests. So I'm starting back in September with interviewing guests and whatnot. Super excited about that. So I pre-plan my Facebook post, my blog. My blog usually is Monday through Friday. I pre-plan my radio show, the guests that will be coming on, two to three times a week I have a guest. Usually I'll be starting back in September. I pre-plan events, and this is my strong point. This is where I really feel like I shine, is at events. So I plan events a year, year and a half in advance, because I want to know every intricate detail about my event. I want my event to be so planned out that I don't leave anything for chance, you know. And with me saying that, I really want to just share that that is really a something that's near and dear to me, is really planning out events and really planning out anything. Because the more we plan and the better we put information into are what we want to see happen, the better things will happen for us. So I just encourage you to plan. If you have something coming up, please, please plan it out. Plan it out. And just plan to give your very best. The way that you can do that, and when I think of events and when I think of just content in general, I want you to really think about your audience and think about who you're serving and think about what they need. I know I speak with a lot of people that are future entrepreneurs, people that really want to start a business that haven't started a business yet. And as I think about those individuals, I really give myself permission to really think like they think and to really be that light and be that source of encouragement to them. So I want you to do the same. If you know there's an area of people that you need to serve and that you haven't been serving, what does that look like for you? What do they need? What is the problem that you are serving, that you are solving, rather? Let me rephrase that, not serving. What is the problem that you are solving? See, when we do that, that's when we determine, okay, this is going to be a great, great, great business for me. This is going to be a great, great, great opportunity for me to show my skills and whatnot. So it's so important that we pre-plan. And when we pre-plan, so many neat things happen. It's when we pre-plan that so many details can be worked out before we even experience them. I know I think about many times so many people that have this event or have that event, and many times they don't think about from the standpoint of the guest, you know, what would they want? You know, we may think about, hey, it'll cost, you know, this much per person or whatnot, but I'd like for you to think about from the guest standpoint. I have an event coming up in November, and I've been thinking about what would they think is fun? What would they get a kick out of doing or being a part of or whatnot? Because, see, that's what makes an event so good. It's when they've thought about what I want. It's when they've thought about, okay, this is good for you. This is something you would enjoy. Those are the things that you have to really think about. And those are the things that you have to really, just really put before you, you know, and really know that, okay, you can make a huge difference if you just think about them and think about what they want. So, so important. So as you pre-plan, the biggest thing I would say is pre-plan your content. Content is king nowadays. And it's so important that you know your content is king. And it's so important that you know what you need to do to make sure that everything goes right. Not that everything is going to go right by itself. You have a responsibility and you have a role in making things right. So what do you need to do to make sure everything goes right? You know, when you think about what your role is in the situation, things can get a lot better. When you figure out, okay, this is what I need to do. I'm not relying on anybody else to do this for me. This is what I need to do. And if I need to learn something or if I need to be encouraged or if I need to see something happen better for me or my relationship or my business or if I need to bring in more clients or more customers or whatnot, what is your responsibility, you know? And don't rely on anyone else to do it for you. You rely on yourself to get out the door and do it. So that is the gist of the call, the radio show today. Is I just wanted to share with you, you can pre-plan out a lot of things. And when you pre-plan, it really helps you in terms of if you're doing something with the cost of things, you kind of know in advance, okay, I'm going to need this much per person, or I'm going to need, you know, this much in order to make this event happen, or whatever. When you decide that, hey, it's my responsibility to get this, so let me get out the door and do what I need to do to make sure that this happens, I want to encourage you to just really be encouraged by everything that you see, everything that you experience. Just be encouraged by that. And just know that everything is possible, any and everything is possible. When you plan in advance, you're setting yourself up for some great, great, great opportunity to just really help others, to affect the lives of others. So when you plan, just know you're doing yourself a great, great, great justice. You know, you're being a great leader. You're being a great follower. You're just doing everything that you need to do to make things happen better for you. So that is it. That is the show today. This is Questions with the Queen, episode number 64. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts. And I hope that this has given you some type of value. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.